With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Governor Greg Gianforte's office has confirmed that First Lady Susan Gianforte has tested positive for COVID-19. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the positive test follows Gianforte's announcement Monday that he had tested positive for COVID-19.
A spokesperson with Gianforte's office says First Lady Susan Gianforte hasn't experienced any COVID-19 symptoms. Spokesperson Brooke Stroik says 25 members of the governor's office staff were tested Tuesday morning and all received a negative result. Stroik says the governor has had close contact with one staff member, family, and friends who he had dinner with. Gianforte and the First Lady also attended Easter service Sunday, but Stroik says they weren't experiencing symptoms, wore masks, and had no close contact outside of family. Gianforte's last public event was Thursday when he received his first dose of a COVID vaccine at a Walgreens in Helena and met with members of his cabinet, legislators, and greeted Miss Rodeo Montana at the Capitol. Gianforte received his first Pfizer vaccine dose last week. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says people are not fully protected until 2 weeks after their second shot. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
The Montana Veterans Affairs Healthcare System opened a new primary care clinic in Helena today. YPR News' Kayla DeRoche reports.
The new clinic at Fort Harrison VA Medical Center will serve about 5,000 veterans living in the Helena area, according to a VA press release. The release said the facility came with a $12 million price tag, and the roughly 20,000 square feet clinic will provide primary care, mental health treatment, and virtual appointments. The clinic follows the VA's Patient-Aligned Care Team model, or PACT, that brings mental health and medical professionals together at one location to treat a patient in a private room instead of sending a patient from office to office. According to the VA press release, this is the third clinic the Montana VA has built around the care model since last summer. The Biden administration's new Secretary of Veterans Affairs is scheduled to stop by the new clinic on Wednesday. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Montana has a new program to provide rental assistance for people who have lost income and are at risk of housing instability due to the pandemic. Governor Greg Gianforte announced the Montana Rental Assistance Program today. The program has $17 million in federal funding, and state officials estimate it will help about 8,000 renters stay in their homes. There are income limits, and applicants must have been eligible for unemployment or lost income due to the pandemic and have notices of overdue rent or utility payments. Information on the Emergency Rental Assistance Program is available at housing.mt.gov. Montana universities are offering students and staff the one-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine before the end of the spring semester. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the clinics aim to inoculate those who may not be around long enough for a two-dose vaccine.
Montana State University Billings announced Tuesday that it will be offering students and staff the Johnson & Johnson shot on April 12th. The press release did not say how many doses are available, but school and local health officials say it's important to vaccinate as many students as possible so that they can return in the fall fully inoculated. An MSUB spokesperson told MTPR this is the school's first vaccine clinic. As of Friday, MSU Bozeman spokesperson Tracy Ellig said about 2,000 students and staff had been vaccinated and that 600 students were in line for their second dose before the semester ends on May 1st. According to the school's website, it will be offering Johnson & Johnson shots to students on April 9th. The University of Montana is also offering the one-dose vaccine this week, but those appointments are already full. A UM spokesperson says there's been strong interest in vaccines from students, but was unable to say how many are fully vaccinated. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
The Department of Transportation is set to install new low-noise rumble strips on western Montana highways this spring. Megan Myskowski has more.
That's the sound of a traditional rumble strip, or the rigid strip of asphalt tires hit when a car drifts out of its lane. The audio from a Minnesota Department of Transportation video next shows a quieter version of the strip the Montana agency is installing on highways this season. Missoula District Construction Engineer John Schmidt says drivers will hear and feel them just the same, but
the people outside the vehicle will experience less noise. It's an added benefit to neighbors.
According to a report from the Highway Loss Data Institute, Montana had the sixth highest motor vehicle crash death rate by population in the U.S. in 2019. A study from the Federal Highway Administration showed that rumble strips reduce roadway departure crashes by as much as 42% and severe injury crashes by as much as 73%. The Washington State Department of Transportation also conducted a study that concluded that low-noise rumble strips effectively reduce outside noise while maintaining sufficient sound levels inside the vehicle.
So we just ask that people focus on the road when they're in the construction zone and try to keep everybody safe.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.